Part of my job is not only pick the team to start the game, to make sure I pick a team that finishes the game for us in the best possible fashion. And I'm disappointed that I've had to have 15 foot worth of strikers on the pitch to put a ball in a box and get an equaliser at home. We had enough chances in the game, enough play in the game to have won three or four games. That's been the case. Like I said, we ain't getting quite the rub of the green yet. I'm not going to take any credit away from Hendon at all. You know, it's an FA Cup game. Doesn't matter what league you're in. They've come here and give it what they've got. What I would say is they've been pulling their manager's pants down if they're second bottom of the next league below us, and I think you should be having a word with them.
Performance on the pitch, who for you were the men of the match?
I thought Simon Johnson was excellent. I'm looking hard after that to see who was particularly good. I thought both my fullbacks looked after the wide men. I thought my centre half struggled. My centre forwards didn't pose enough goal threat. It all came from the midfield area. Simon's had three or four shots, Shep's had three or four shots plus goals. Charlie had Gorman's shot, Ben Adams has had shots, but our strikers haven't had enough shots. David Knight should have scored two goals. Ellis Remy should have scored two goals. So there's enough in there, what I've just said to you, if you pick it out by the bones, to think I'm disappointed not to have gone through the tie. Because we've come back from 1-0 down and then 2-1 down, I've got to be pleased that we're still in the hat. And the objective is to progress in the cup, and as of yet, we're not out of it.
You made four changes. Do you think they were the right changes to make?
Absolutely. You know, I can't carry on with sides that are shipping goals left, right and centre. I need to look at different options. I'll have to look at the way the opposition played. A lot of it was based on that. I'm sure the team will change between now and Tuesday at least 10 times in my own head. But what we go with on Tuesday will be picked to try and progress into the next round of the Cup, and that's what I'll be trying to do.
Looking ahead to Tuesday in particular, will there be more changes to the starting 11, do you think?
I mean, we'll have to regroup. We'll be in training Monday morning, have a look at who's fit and well, who's lame and lazy, and we'll go from there. But like I said, we'll be picking a team, expecting to come into Tuesday, through to the next round of the Cup, you know.
And the fact that you're playing away from home, do you feel that there'll be less pressure on you because obviously you won't have so many fans following you all the way around the M25?
Yeah, I can understand that, and I do a lot of travelling around the M25, so I wouldn't have a go at anybody for not making the journey. Like I said to you, we're away from home now. There is less pressure on us, but at the end of the day, there isn't, because we're a team at a higher level than them. So people will make of it what they want. If we get through, people say we should have got through. If we don't get through, people will say I told you so. It has been a trend for this club for the last 3 or 4 years to go out to lower division sides. Alan and I want to make sure that doesn't happen again this season.
What can you learn from Hendon today that you can use positively on Tuesday night?
That they know what they're doing. You know, they play in a way that the manager set them up, and each one of their players stuck to his task. I think they probably played above themselves. Like I said, if you look at where they are in their own respective league, they can't be playing like that week in, week out and not winning games in the Ryman League. So if they can reproduce that performance, I'm sure in for a hell of a game again on Tuesday.